Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, 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 what is going on? Happy Wednesday. It's a hump day, baby. Ooh, my voice. Did some day drinking yesterday. I am sore. My name's Hartzell. That's the moral of the story. That's Kitty. This is your KC Morning Show. What is going on, Kitty?
It's acting very Midwest outside.
It's in a Midwest kind of mood?
Yeah. You know?
You take the dog out?
I did.
What'd you think about that?
I hated it.
Didn't love it, huh? You're high today on your hump day. It's going to be 51 degrees, cloudy and a bit rainy this morning. Then scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles an hour. UV index, that's still in play. It's a rainy day, but it's still in play. What's your number?
1.2.
Oh, not that close. We're going to round up, because guess what? It's the 2. Your UV index today.
Where?
A 2 out of 10.
Where?
I don't know where it hides out during the day, but it's there. Don't take my word. Take the world's most accurate forecast. Weather.com. Also me on your KC Morning Show. Your sunset, 6:30 tonight.
You know, tomorrow it's supposed to be like 84.
And then 45 on Friday. What the hell is happening?
I hate it.
How you been? How you doing? How was your hump day, Kitty?
It just started, you know? Pretty okay, I guess.
Pretty okay? I know you got some flight plans situated. That's got to be a nice sigh of relief.
We officially have that going for us. I gave Grandma all the information, and she's getting it, you know, booked and stored away like a good grandmother does, I guess.
So am I spending my birthday in Spokane? What's this hashtag going to be?
I have no clue.
Hartzell does Spokane. I like that.
You're not going alone, fool.
We're bringing all of Kansas City. We're bringing the KC Morning Host. We're taking this show on the road too, Kitty.
Very true.
Don't know how we're going to do that yet, but we'll figure it out.
I have a suitcase. You know, we can easily.
Yeah, we're gonna have to check a couple bags. I feel like we're stepping on that lead. So we're going to fly. So we're gonna do this.
Yeah, so we've been out here, you know, preaching, wear your mask, stay safe, stay at home.
Which we will still be doing.
We are still doing that.
Don't get that twisted.
We're wearing goggles. My mom specifically told me, she called me and she said, Alex, she goes, don't waste your time with gloves because they hold on to bacteria longer. Get your masks, your double masks, your goggles. Mm-hmm. I said, goggles, what? And your face shield.
Wait, we got to do goggles and the shield.
Goggles and the shield.
Okay, let's go. Because, hey, that's fine with me. That's fine.
Yeah.
I can do a Vader look. That's my aesthetic. I can rock that.
My goggles have starfish on them. So I don't know how much like Vader I'll be looking.
Vader's side piece. You know what I'm saying? He had a few of those, I'm sure. I thought you'd appreciate that.
I don't. I like to think about Vader loving Padme till the end. So you know what? Let me have it.
And I appreciate that. Thank you.
So yeah, you know, I'm going to have to finish all my homework.
You gotta work ahead. What do you mean finish? You gotta work ahead.
Yeah, not just finish. I need to work ahead.
How many classes you got?
Total now, I'm in 4 classes.
Okay. That's not too bad. That's not too bad. We can take that on the plane. They got Wi-Fi. They better have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I already am like, I'm going to have to.
Can you do a Zoom class?
Can you Zoom on the plane? I don't know. I don't know how any of this works. You know, would they even let me pull my computer out or an iPad or something?
Are we going to get a open seat in the middle?
I want the window.
Look up Spokane. What to do,
you know,
in Spokane? They got mountains because I want to get some pictures. I told you.
Well, again,
I'm going to be real basic on my birthday.
If we have an SUV via my aunt, then that might work because it's going to be me, you, my aunt, grandma. I think my cousin might come, and then my 3 little sisters are going to be there. Like,
oh boy, okay.
We are having a birthday party of all girls for Hartzell.
Yeah, for who? Who's having the party in this situation?
You know how many women that is?
Let's see here. Spokane. What is Spokane known for? Did you know, Katie, that Spokane is the birthplace of Father's Day?
No, but I did know that winter is coming. Snow for the Spokane area beginning Friday.
So I'm going to get snow too? What kind of birthday party is this? I mean, I know you got serious things to do, but I mean,
Right. You're sounding a little whiny for us having to go to a funeral for my orphan sisters.
Clearly, we should be making this trip. I'm just saying, I have a birthday as well.
I know, and I do feel bad because I wanted to take you to the movies, you know, do that rent a theater thing.
Oh, you were going to do that? Oh, that's
nice. But it kind of worked out because they told me they couldn't play the movie that night anyway, so.
Oh, here we go. 15 best things to do in Spokane. I'm not going to hijack this. We can bring the girls with us. This isn't about me. This is about them. I'm just saying these are things that we could do that I might even enjoy. That's all. Go to the Roe Adventure Center. Don't know what that is.
Spokane Falls.
They have a children's museum. That's kind of cool.
They have, I'm not Catholic or anything. St. John's Cathedral. It is gorgeous.
Yo, I'm cool with that.
My art class would actually probably appreciate if I, you know, missed class and I was like, hey, look at these awesome photos of Gothic architecture.
At the least, you get some extra credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, suck up. Make this a field trip. Centennial Trail. Oh, boy. 37 and a half miles is the Centennial Trail. I just want something with mountains in the background.
We can go to the national park.
Things are looking up. So we're going to be doing that. When are we leaving?
Monday.
Wheels up on Monday. So we probably won't have a show on Monday.
Yeah.
TBH, probably no show Monday.
The flight leaves at 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah. We're not having a show on Monday.
Grandma wants us to ride with her. So, you know, I'm not staying at her house the night before.
Oh, yeah. No. So, love you, Grandma, but no.
No. We got to figure out what to do with the dog.
See, these are the things that I had not thought about in months. I haven't even thought about flying since.
We need to make a real list and check it like thrice.
I can put together a list.
I think it's going to have to be a list of Kitty this time.
Yeah, you're better at that than I am. So like I said, no show on Monday, but the plan is to have some more audio the rest of the week.
Hey.
Broadcasting live from Spokane.
You know, I talked to my sisters. They might make a guest appearance. I'm just letting you know.
They want to do a sweeper?
You know, I mean,
it's the KC Morning Show. Boom, hit the button. They could do something like that.
Yeah.
Do a little cold open with the girls. Confirmation one more time. This is a legal state. Yes?
Yes.
There we go.
I've looked up several dispensaries that are recreational and within a very short distance to our Airbnb.
Well, happy birthday to me. It's going to be a good trip. We're going to have a good time. The girls are going to have a blast meeting you, hanging out with your side of the family. I guess I get a chance to meet people, so taking the show to the mountains.
We're taking it to the top. Tell them what it is.
Well, now this doesn't really feel very important since, you know, we have to put together, you know, an actual list of things that we need to, you know, get ready for the trip. But, you know, coming into today's show, I had done a thing. Again, it doesn't feel as important anymore, but Kitty, I have for you a list.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
You know, as we're wearing all these masks, which again, mask up, Casey. Everyone has been commenting on, you know, like the mask-acne. Is that what you say? The mask acne kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I've done pretty well. I haven't really had any breakouts, knock on wood. But God, my breath. It's just terrible. I got the permanent retainers, that didn't help. But I like to think that I have like decent teeth, you know, so I gotta keep these things well maintained. But man, with this mask, I have realized that I have more work to do. So I went to my trusted list. I said, what can I do? What are people doing right now in the age of corona? How are we getting by? I can't be the only one. In fact, I'm not. 2/3 of Americans have also looked into breath freshening techniques. Would you like to know what the results were, Kitty?
I know you use a lot of mint.
I do. 40% of us, Kitty, we use mints. We're mint fellas.
You want to hear a funny tweet about Altoids?
Well, absolutely I do.
Okay. So Altoids only follows 13 people on Twitter, and they're a bunch of randoms. Mm-hmm. They're super cool and fresh.
I want to be part of this group. How about
you
I
don't.
Join? That's so silly.
It's so random. I thought it was a joke, too. But yeah, it's like they follow Extra Gum or
there
Gum.
There it is. I just don't get the through line. Like, what is the connection?
They follow someone called Fro Bro. They follow, like, random people.
Hey, Kitty, what a fun fact that was.
You're welcome.
What a fun fact.
What a thing we did.
38% of Americans, they use gum. They chew that gum to hide the bad breath under the mask. Followed by 22% with hard candy. Wasn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
Just know it's not just you. We're all going through this together in this new normal. We will rebuild and we start with a mint. That's your list of Hartzell. Hey. Fresh and clean list of Hartzell.
What a take.
What a take, she says. You know what? I thought that was a good list. Don't you want to make sure that breath is smelling nice?
Why, you think you're going to get any?
Hump day, baby!
It is too cold to get naked right now.
That's so true. Kitty, shall we do the news? You want to head it over to the news portion of the program?
Yeah, bring me some interesting stuff.
Wednesday, October 21st. Let's do the news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Let's go, let's go! My name's Hartzell Kitty. Hello, Kitty.
Hi.
What's the word? What's the word in the streets? the mean streets of North Kansas City. That's where you lay your head down.
I don't be out in them streets no more. I don't do my old trollopy thing these days.
You don't bebop anymore?
Nope.
You don't bebop like you used to?
Mm-mm.
I don't know. We do head to that Zaxby's a lot.
I like Zaxby's.
Between Zaxby's and Scooters, that's our new hood.
Yeah.
Our collective hood. Shout out to the real ones at Scooters. We're not even getting paid to say that. We just really enjoy that kick.
If anyone
chicken.
Knows of a good, authentic Mexican place, let me know.
Oh, why is this? What are we doing?
I need to eat some tacos and write about it.
You need to send in that recipe from last night. You made this taco soup.
Oh, my God. I made my
own
soup.
That literally put me on my ass. That was the last thing I remember from yesterday. We did some day drinking. And, that was excellent, Kitty. Like, I don't know where you learned how to cook, but you may have to do something with this professionally. I told you we're going to have Monica on the show. We're going to start doing, haven't told her this yet. So, Monica, if you're listening, this is what I want to do. I want to have Monica, you know, she's with Table Story KC. I would love to do like a weekly, you know, like she makes something like a 3-minute snack, a meal, dessert, whatever. We could even film it, put it on the YouTubes, on the internets.
We should YouTube.
Because our stuff is so good. And honestly, if we do this, it's an excuse for her to have to actually make the thing we're talking about. And then I get to keep that and eat that.
Honestly, Monica, bring us more eggs.
Mm-hmm. It's a big picture move. But yeah, your taco stuff, Kitty. Whew, well done. Literally lights out after that for me. It was, 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
But it was faded.
6:30.
Faded. I wish COVID was as faded as I was last night. Unfortunately, not so much. COVID!
The daily number of new COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations is down across the Kansas City metro tonight. You're looking at the rolling 7-day average compared to a week ago. Johnson County, Kansas, now reporting more than 13,000 total cases since the pandemic began. That is the highest number in our 9-county area. And new White House documents obtained by ABC News shows Kansas is in the red zone for new cases with the 17th highest rate in the country. Missouri's also in the red zone with the 10th highest rate.
I think I said it on Monday's show. You know, we haven't seen numbers this bad since, like, I don't know, July, y'all.
Wear your goggles, y'all.
This morning, staggering loss. The World Health Organization announcing that in the last week alone, 36,000 people have died worldwide due to COVID-19. The CDC now saying that the U.S. saw nearly 300,000 more deaths in the past 10 months than what's usually expected annually, and that patients hospitalized with COVID are 5 times more likely to die than patients hospitalized with the flu. The U.S. is now averaging 57,000 new cases a day. The latest White House Coronavirus Task Force report obtained by ABC News shows 31 states in a so-called red zone for cases, up from 26 states the week before.
It's like that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood meme. You know, you got Leo staring at the TV and like, hey, that's us. Yeah, because Missouri, that was us. We're on the chart. Not a good one to be on. Shield up. What else you got?
Goggle up.
What else? Glove up.
No, not glove. Mama said it carries bacteria.
Okay, don't do the glove thing. I don't know what else to do, but we're going to do it. Take your bubble suit. Head to the polls. You know, a lot of us are trying to figure out how we're going to stay safe at the polls. What's the COVID protocol? Well, here's a bit of a, I guess, a glimpse.
Mask required signs are clearly visible, and almost everyone we saw is abiding. But mask required really means mask encouraged. Voters who aren't wearing one, for whatever reason, won't be turned away. County Election Board Director Corey Dillon says all poll workers will wear masks. Inside, voting machines will be properly spaced out and sanitized in between uses. Another voter says a strong encouragement rather than a requirement leaves him feeling a little uneasy.
It's a pandemic right now, and so masks should be required. It's just basic health safety.
And yo, Missouri, you got another deadline. As far as mail-in and absentee ballots go, you got to get that request in today. Let's go, y'all. Let's go.
Today is your last chance to request a mail-in or absentee ballot in Missouri. If you choose mail-in or absentee, all mail-in ballots have to be notarized. For absentee ballots returned by mail, a notary is not required if you give an approved excuse, like being at risk for COVID-19. If you live in Missouri and need help with mail-in or absentee ballots, a local group wants to help you today. Voters Helping Voters will answer your questions about the upcoming election. They'll be in Waldo on East Gregory Boulevard in Kansas City from 10 a.m. this morning until 7 p.m.
So I remember whenever Pete and I, way back, when we were talking about how we're going to do this show, he's like, you know, man, how are we going to talk about the gun violence stuff? And I was like, you know, And we, and maybe we haven't done a great job at it. We don't cover every single shooting because, you know, again, we have a lot of them in Kansas City, unfortunately. We have now surpassed the record, the most homicides now in a single year. I know a lot of us are just looking for answers, right? Like, I mean, we got tons of questions. Like, why is this number so high? We need some answers, you know? And so Mayor Q, I think he was talking to one of the news stations. You know, he was asked, you know, what do we do? You know, what can we actually pass right now?
I mean, Missouri had reasonable laws relating to concealed weapons, you know, just probably 5 or 6 years ago. Right now, we've gotten to a situation where if the police stop a car in Kansas City, and even if it seems as if everyone has no business with an AR-15, all that sort of stuff, they can't do a follow-up, can't ask, because of the looseness that we have with a lot of our gun regs. I mean, I'm not saying that it's guns alone, but when you look at the number of people who've been murdered by firearm this year, well over 90% of our homicides, then you start to say, why can't we just have things that separate responsible gun owners, of which there are many, from the many folks that should not be walking around with them in Kansas City, in Missouri and Kansas, today, this weekend, terrorizing not just KCMO, but throughout the region.
Let's talk stimulus, Kitty, or lack thereof. You ready to be stimulated? Want to be stimulated, girl?
I would love to be stimulated on this hump day.
As millions of Americans remain unemployed because of the pandemic, President Trump continues to tease a second round of COVID financial relief, even though negotiations have been dragging on for months.
I want to do it even bigger than the Democrats. Now, not every Republican agrees with me, but they will.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi highlighted divisions between the president and his own party.
We're getting mixed messages. The Senate's saying one thing. The president says he wants to spend more money than I do. But as I've said before, it's not about the money. It's how the money is spent.
CBS News has confirmed Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has warned the White House not to move forward until after the election, amid concerns that another big round of stimulus could divide the Republican Party at a time when they need to unite to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court.
You know, we talked about the Rieger last show. How many friends do you know who don't have a job right now? How many friends do you know who had to shut down a business? I mean, and we're talking Supreme Court stuff. What are we doing? Let's take a trip, Kitty. Have you seen the new mural in Westport, the RBG one?
I have. I actually have several friends on my feed who do that kind of stuff.
There's been a ton that have just been popping up everywhere in Kansas City. I love it.
We've always been the city of fountains, but I think KC's going for that, you know, city of murals.
Let's tag it. Let's tag it.
A few weeks ago, business owner Judy Ray decided she wanted a painting of RBG on this big empty wall to carry on the late Justice's memory.
I hope they remember what an important person she was.
What she got was so much more.
Power and energy and yet subtlety at the same time.
Everyone, every like two or three cars stops by, honks. Like the love here is awesome.
The mural, which is located near 43rd Street and Southwest Traffic Way in Westport, took about a week to complete. And artists say if you look really close, you can see a hidden message.
Her black hair go above the frame, because this is a woman who cannot be contained by any outside element except the law. This is her wall.
And they've got one message for those that see it.
Just drive by and dig on it. That's all you got to do.
Ooh, I like that. Drive by and dig on it, baby. I like that.
I think we just found a title.
Another scam to be on the lookout for. Kitty, they are getting creative with these. Phone calls targeting seniors, and they tell you that you missed out on jury duty. You either pay them money or you go to jail.
I said, oh my God, I didn't think they did stuff like that for missing jury duty. And he says, the law is the law.
Law enforcement will not call you. They will not demand money from you.
Almost immediately after I handed her the envelope, I realized that it was a mistake.
Yeah, the 72-year-old woman in Florida. Don't laugh at her.
Almost immediately after
her hand. Leave her alone.
Not just, you know, like Venmo or nothing, but she handed her a check.
The sweet old
door.
Lady didn't know no better. $3,200.
Jeez. That for jury been, duty? Come on.
That could have been some grandson's birthday present. Luckily, cops arrested the woman who scammed her, but they haven't arrested the accomplices yet.
That's hilarious.
No, it's not.
I need money.
Damn, you are ruthless today. Savage. We got to get a Twitch AOC's on Twitch now, so we got to do it.
Also, apparently we're very loud on AOC stream. AOC,
okay.
Is that weird to just call you AOC?
No, no, you guys can call me AOC. Mike Pence can't call me AOC, but you guys can
call me AOC.
All right.
Oh, okay. So she was participating in a Get Out the Vote. So whenever you see GOTV, that's what that means. Get Out the Vote. I do think it's a very smart way to raise voting awareness pre-election, especially amongst the notoriously hard to reach Gen Z. She's talking to you, Kitty. 400,000 viewers. 400K. I wish I would have thought about this. Like, this is so smart. She may have just locked up the Twitch voter, the undecided Twitch voter for a generation. Boomers, take note or log off, because this is what you got to do. Did you see that they have, you know, like the yard signs in Animal Crossing?
I put up a little Biden sign in front of my pumpkin patch, and, well, I hate to say it, but we lost Humphrey.
He moved away? Kitty, Back to the Future is in the news again.
Again?
Yes, they are having a come up right now. This is the summer of Back to the Future again. It's the weirdest thing. Audio has now been released of some auditions for who was going to play the role of Marty McFly. I saw this and I thought, you know what? This shouldn't have worked. And then I listened to it. And you know what? There could have been a there. I'm happy they went with Michael J. Fox, of course. But could you imagine Ben Stiller as Marty McFly?
So what are your parents like? Are they as square as mine?
Lorraine, lately I've come to the conclusion that I don't know anything about my parents.
Why are you so nervous?
Well, have you ever been like in a situation where, well, you know you have to act a certain way, but when you get there, you're not sure you can really go through with it?
Like when you're out on a first date with someone?
Well, sort of.
Honestly, Ben Stiller is one of those actors who I don't think about a lot, but when I see him in something, I'm like, oh yeah, it's him.
I don't know if I've seen a Ben Stiller movie I didn't like. Like, I've never been like vehemently opposed to it. I've always been like, oh, nice, okay. Let's wrap it up with this. Kitty, calling this hands-free Halloween. I need you to get on Instagram immediately, hit up Reese's, and tell them we need one of these.
Wanting a hands-free way to celebrate the holiday, Reese's has a solution. This is called the Reese's Trick-or-Treat Door. It's designed to roll through neighborhoods via remote control and give out peanut butter cups when asked. Oh, is that a three-pack? You can ask for the 9-foot robotic door to come to your town by messaging at Reese's, I don't know how you say it, on Instagram. Just at Reese's.
Reese's or Reese's, what do you go with?
Reese's.
Oh, see, I got Reese's. Interesting.
It depends.
Sometimes this is the last time I've heard it is what I go with. So if I'm talking to you and you said Reese's, I would probably respond and say the same thing.
Yeah.
So think Roomba, but with a door. Like it's a door that will move around in the street, all via remote control. And yeah, you go say Happy Halloween, trick or treat, it'll shoot you out of Reese's. I mean, they were dropping three packs. Like, this was a big one. So go to Instagram, tell them to bring this to the Bottoms as mayor of the Bottoms. This is an official act from my office. I'll get some stationery made. And we're going to do a hands-free Halloween right next door to the ship. Why not?
I just realized it was spelled with an S. You ever tried to spell Reese's?
I can honestly tell you, I never thought about that. My mind is a little bit blown, honestly.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Sports! Let's do a sports thing. Sports Illustrated's very own Benny Heisler back on your KC Morning Show. Benny, what's going on, brother?
What's happening, dude? Yeah, we had a Chiefs win that I think you and I both expected out in rainy and soggy Buffalo. You had the start of the Fall Classic, the World Series, to crown a winner in Major League Baseball after a 60-game season, which, listen, I'm somewhat of a baseball purist at times, but from an entertainment level, dude, a 60-game season kind of felt pretty nice. It kind of was fun to watch the season actually mean something instead of just waiting for games to just drone on and on and on.
We got the Rays and the Dodgers in the World Series, so L.A. and Tampa Bay. Now, Benny, correct me if I'm wrong, because you do this for a living, but Houston not being able to make it to the World Series, that leaves your Royals, your Kansas City Royals, as still the reigning and defending back-to-back American League champions. Is this right?
So you're right. Back-to-back Kansas City Royals, the teams that did it before them were the Texas Rangers, and they went to the World Series in back-to-back years in 2010 and 2011.
Silver linings for your Kansas City Royals.
Listen, doesn't it feel like a long time ago?
It feels like a generation ago, Benny. But we'll be back. Hey, we'll be back. You know what? We look good. Those last few games came in strong. So you know what? I still feel good about our boys in blue.
I don't blame you. There's a lot of halfway decent talent that's starting to improve. You still have two-hit wit. So, you know, I always kept thinking, too, Hartzell, that they were going to trade him over the next couple of years, because this was somebody that was, you know, a bit of a late bloomer getting to the major leagues. And they just haven't gotten an offer that they feel is acceptable for his talent level. And now he's sort of become that new face of the team. Like, they've moved on from, you know, the Eric Hosmers and Lorenzo Cain's of the world. And now it's sort of that face that's kind of synonymous now with Kansas City Royals, Whit Merrifield.
Well, speaking of moving on, what are we doing? It's Chiefs season, baby. Benny, you're Kansas City Chiefs. Kick that Buffalo booty. Let's recap.
From a defensive perspective, you knew that they needed to get back on track, right? The performance against the Raiders was subpar in their mind. From an offensive level, you know, they didn't get it going up until maybe a little bit later. But Clyde Edwards-Helaire, dude, like, I keep feeling like every time his back is up against the wall in some capacity, you know, he delivers.
Remmers at left guard, and here's a handoff, and here is Edwards-Helaire, like a rocket through the line, and a carry of 31 yards.
We saw Remmers at left guard make a nice block. He moves to right tackle for Mitchell Schwartz. He does a heck of a job there. They kick out with the tight end. You see the blocking up front. Kelsey does a great job. Look at that lane right there that he has to run through.
You know, week one, all right, what is this guy really going to be? Are they going to give him all the carries? He goes out and he runs all over the Houston Texans. Then Chiefs go out, they sign Le'Veon Bell after he gets released by the New York Jets. And everyone's saying, well, what do you do with Clyde Edwards-Helaire? There were people that were asking me, you know, do I just trade him for pennies on the dollar? Because I don't know if he's going to play. That man is going to play, Hartzell. It's just going to be a matter of how efficient he ends up being over the course of this offense. And what it told me is, even in an advantageous matchup against Buffalo, Andy Reid forever has always been, I'm going to pass 60% of the time. You know, I'm not going to always be relying on the run. I'm going to use my running backs in pass-catching situations. I think he ran a career-high number of runs in that game for Kansas City. Now, it might have been based off the matchup on Buffalo, could have been on the weather, but it was indicative of the fact that they have a guy now, and he's really good. I think he's second right now in the league in rushing behind Derrick Henry, who's an absolute beast and ran for over 200 yards last week. So they have a stud. It's just a matter of how they're going to use him the rest of the way. And I feel strongly, man, like Le'Veon Bell is going to help this team. I just don't think it's going to be at the expense of taking somebody like Clyde Edwards-Helaire off the field.
I'm just curious to know, like, who gets the start? And maybe it's not important as it used to be, but, you know, when you got a vet like Le'Veon Bell, you know, you would think that history would dictate that he's got to be at least a starter for that first series, you know? But maybe this changes everything. I don't know.
I don't think that'll be the case, if we're being perfectly honest here. Like, they're on the road at Denver. You know, Broncos defense actually played really well last week against the Patriots, and I think they opened up a few eyeballs. Everybody was looking initially at Denver as a complete disaster, but Drew Lock, their quarterback, was out for several weeks, and so now they're 2-3. They have a chance to get back to 500 at home against Kansas City. It's a divisional game. You know, I think Kansas City, they'll be prepared, you know, knowing what happened against the Raiders, but I do think the Broncos will come up with a pretty aggressive game plan for at least trying to slow down that running game. And again, depending on whether or not Sammy Watkins is hurt and how they're going to look to try and contain guys like Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, that always proves to be difficult. But Drew Lock gives them a real quarterback, and they have some talented weapons on the offensive side of the ball. Melvin Gordon, who was with the Chargers for all those years, he's currently in Denver. They have Philip Lindsay. They drafted Jerry Jeudy in the first round out of Alabama. Tim Patrick is a speedy wide receiver that they're kind of using in sort of like a Tyreek Hill light style of way. Noah Fant is an explosive tight end if he's healthy. So, like, Denver's got some dudes, man, and they have a solid defense. So I actually think it'll be a fairly compelling game, but I don't think Le'Veon Bell will be the starter. Like, how would you do that to Clyde after that type of performance? I think the only reason Bell signed here was, A, he knew he would have an opportunity to play well in Andy Reid's system, and B, he's chasing after a championship. Like, he already got paid his money. This is basically a one-year deal. Go out, play well in a system, go win a championship, and then if you showcase that it was the Jets' problem and not your problem, you might be able to go get another deal somewhere else. So I don't look at Le'Veon Bell as the incumbent starter. They might give him the first set of carries against his former team when they play the Jets in Week 8. That's a different story. But no, I'd be stunned, actually, if he ends up being the starter in Week 7.
Sports Illustrated's Benny Heisler. We're going to break down the game Friday. We're going to have a whole preview and pick out your KC Morning Showman. But I want to go out with this. Every time I go on Twitter, every time I'm on any social media platform now, I mean, I think we can admit it. We're the bad guys. Like, we are now the evil empire, I guess, at least in the making. How do you feel about it? Do you like that? Do you think we embrace the flex or what?
It's different for me. Like, my connection to the Kansas City Chiefs is that of a team that I covered for several years. And now it's like the favorite team of my wife and my son and like the family that I married into. And like, it's the team of the city. So like, if they're the bad guy, that doesn't bother me. If they're the good guy, that doesn't bother me. I just want them to be entertaining and I want them to win. And that's good for everybody, regardless of how they're viewed. You know, we as Kansas Cityans tend to sort of get caught up in, they're talking too much trash. Like, we deserve better. You know, there's a headline over at Fox Sports 1. Are you concerned that the Chiefs aren't blowing out every team that they play? And I'm thinking to myself, like, dude, it's the NFL. Like, this is a hard league from a week-to-week level. That's exactly what it is. So doesn't bother me. I just know people love watching Mahomes. I know people love watching the team play. They are the definition of what the modern NFL is supposed to look like. And if people want to root against them, like, fine. I'm not sure who you're rooting for, but from an entertainment standpoint, there's no reason why you wouldn't want to support these guys.
I'll just say this, Benny. Heels have more fun. Heels have way more fun. That's just true.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that.
Benny Heisler, Sports Illustrated. It's Benny Heis, my brother. We will chat on Friday.
All right, brother. Looking forward to it.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
The KC Morning Show.
Kitty, it's that hump day, baby. That means that you get your Wednesday wisdom. Every Wednesday, Kitty brings you some quotes from some famous folks. Maybe sometimes she gives you even a Kitty original. Either way, you're going to be inspired. Move so much, you're going to take on the rest of your day, the rest of your week.
The rest of your life.
Tell you what, I did have a bit of a request.
Uh-huh.
Because you take this segment much more seriously than Pete ever did, and I appreciate that. I really do. So today would have been Carrie Fisher's 64th birthday. You know that we are a Star Wars and pro wrestling show, so we had to pay some tribute. Did you?
I got the tribute.
There she is. There she is. I knew you would. I knew you would.
I got the goods. These are Carrie Fisher's famous quotes.
Let's go. Let's go.
I will try.
Our only hope, Kitty. Our only hope.
Her great justice. Resentment is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. Instant gratification takes too long. I don't want my life to imitate art. I want my life to be art. I was street smart, but unfortunately, the street was Rodeo Drive.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. She was so good. She was so, so good.
As you get older, the pickings get slimmer, but the people don't. I like this one a lot. I really love the internet. They say chat rooms are the trailer park of the internet, but I find it amazing. I am a spy in the house of me. I report back from the front lines of the battle that is me. I am somewhat nonplussed by the event that is my life. You can't find any true closeness in Hollywood because everybody does the fake closeness so well. And last but not least.
Talk to me, Carrie.
People are still asking me if I knew Star Wars was going to be that big of a hit. Yes, we all knew. The only one who didn't was George.
She's a visionary. She was.
Truly.
She was actually like a ghostwriter for a ton of scripts. She would be the ones who would like clean them all up. That was basically what she did a lot of the late 80s and the 90s. So, Carrie Fisher, ladies and gentlemen. R.I.P. To me, she's royalty.
Oh, Carrie.
Come back to us, Carrie. I think I can say this. I'm not sure. Well, doesn't matter now. But the year she died, that was The Last Jedi that came out. She was actually going to be coming to Kansas City. So, yeah. Big old bummer. But to live on forever. R.I.P. Kitty, what we got going on today? What we got going on tomorrow? What's that KC morning buzz, Kitty?
Well, you know what we gotta do. We gotta get our butts in gear.
Start packing.
I gotta do some homework.
Put together an actual list. A useful list this time.
Yes. And just get ready for what's to come, because who has any clue what tomorrow will bring?
Oh, wow. Was that a Kitty original again?
Kind of.
Look at you. Where can they find you?
At Holy Hearts.
Holy Hearts on the socials. I'm at Hartsoul965. The show, The KC Morning Show on Instagram, at KC Morning Show, just about everywhere else. That's all I got. We love you, Kansas City. Go be good out there. Go be great out there. How's that, Kitty?
Yep.
The KC Morning Show.
We love you. See you in the morning. Bye.
Put your goggles on.
Goggle up.